Oh, she's not. So she can hear us. So we'll call the April 1st meeting with the Smith County Land Bank to order approval of the minutes from March 4th.
Motion.
Second. Questions, comments? If there's not, all in favor? Aye. Opposed? Carried. Hand it over to Eric. Well, actually, first minute, Treasurer's report. We'll send it out. Any notes?
I really don't.
No? Any comments from committee or other folks? We don't need to adopt that. That's okay. All right, hand it over to you, Chris.
Next one is the status on the Land Bank Initiative Phase 2 application that we submitted. I did tell you via email that we did not receive that funding. In the grand scheme of things, yes, it certainly hurts proposed projects, but I think by the time we wrap up our current funding, there will be more avenues out there to apply for. So fingers crossed this all works out kind of nice, even though we did get denied this funding round.
Yeah, frustrating because the time of spend and such, it's more of a fluid thing, and it seems like they're looking for absolutes. But again, we have a lot in the hopper. From a cash standpoint, we're in pretty good shape to weather that.
Correct. And that's a good point to bring up. Like, you know, in the last week, we've done two demos, we're ready two more in a couple of weeks. So everything's kind of hitting right now, and they're saying we didn't spend down enough. We're going to have a lot spent, you know, within the next 60, 90 days.
And during one of our meetings, we did find out that they did make a line item for land bank funding. So, you know, we'll be looking out for the next round, and we'll just, we talked about definitely narrowing in on some properties that we'd like to acquire so that we can make a great application for that next round.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Any other comments on that? All right, inventory update.
No, I sent out, well, the link on item C and an Excel spreadsheet of our current inventory. We just wanted to have everybody see where each parcel is at in process. Outside of Hartshorn, everything is in a process somewhere, whether it's survey or wetland delineation or demo. We're moving everything forward pretty quickly. Did everybody look it over? Anybody have questions, concerns? One that's not on here that we've accepted is 29 Delaware and Hornell. That's currently having a title search done by Squire's office. So we'll have that in portfolio. My guess is probably next 2 weeks.
I didn't have a question or just a comment. Just a thank you from the community for taking down John Friedis's house. I can't tell you how many citizens have contacted us happy. And then that sparked a discussion with some people because I explained to them this was the county land bank. Oh, what's the land bank? You know, I think a lot of people don't understand all the things Steuben County does, which is significant. But people are thrilled, and it's such a highly visible property right across from McDonald's. So thank you. That has made a tremendous impact. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, that one, you know, took a lot of effort on our chairman's part too, Hilda. You know, she was the one that kind of kickstarted this, and her and I went down and met with John. So that one was a unique one to work on, and glad to see it down. Drove by it last Thursday. So got a lot of good positive comments from people. So that was nice.
And thanks to the city for helping.
Oh, yeah, no problem. And then, you know, as we go forward, Jack, we can figure out something with the parking lot.
Yeah, we'll have to come through the council.
Yeah, because, you know, like we can figure out a way to plow and stuff. I mean, I can't imagine you guys coming into the city just to plow, like, parking spots. I mean, we're down there plowing anyway, so we can figure all that.
Oh, much appreciated.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Speaking of City of Corning, so the next demo on the list to be completed is 97 Gordon Street. That's going to be start on the 13th of April with loadout on 14th and 15th. That one is also part of item D. The neighbors, so this was a fire damaged home. The neighbor's home also caught fire, and they had to demo that home. they immediately want, the neighbors want to buy set our parcel so they can begin building immediately. So this is another one, you're going to see the house come down, another one go up very quickly. So this is good for the city, good for the proposed buyers too, because they've been in limbo for 2 years.
Yeah. He's been frustrated. So this is a big push forward.
Yep.
So thank you for that as well.
Yep. Right after Gordon Street is Campbell. That one's kind of been on our radar for 2 years or so, but that was a lengthy eviction. And so we're good to go on that. The other big one was Mill Street in Berlin that I would want to just kind of update. Waiting on the wetland delineation, just received a survey. That one's where we can propose possibly doing like 3-4 lots, as long as we can carve out that flood. Possibly so the homeowners aren't considered in a flood zone. We should be pretty close on the wetland delineation, and then that can be done. Any other questions on that report?
Chris, are we on track with Pete O'Connor and everything?
Yeah, so thanks for bringing that up. So we contracted last meeting with AJ Creighton.
AJ Creighton, yeah.
To go in, take it down to the studs. And he did.
Yep.
And from what I'm told, did a great job. So we're now still building the specs for it to go out for bid. Before they go out to the contractors, we got to work with Lowe's because they wanted to kind of partner on this as well too. So this one is, again, a unique project. We've never worked with a Lowe's or a Home Depot or anything like that. So I'm looking forward to it. We'll probably be awarded, my guess would be award in June. Go out to bid early May.
Yeah. Okay. My deputy mayor had reached out to Mr. Kubiak and tried to nudge him along.
Okay.
Yeah. Indicated to her that he was going to, but this, goes back.
I have not heard anything.
Try to circle back with him.
Okay.
Nudge him along.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Nice.
Sale property.
Yep. Two discussions, sale property. First one being 97 Gordon Street in City of Corning. The neighbors that their home was damaged would like to purchase this, John and Rosalinda Bag, for approximately $2,000. I would request authorization to enter a purchase agreement with them.
For $2,000?
For $2,000.
Thoughts? If not, a motion?
Make the motion.
I'll second it.
Motion second. Any questions, comments? All in favor? Vote. Gary feels weird with legislators sitting up here and I'm calling for votes. So I don't need to have a different. We'll keep moving. All right. Motion carries.
So the next one is the Cohocton parcel. This one has worked out the way none of them have in the past. So we have two adjoining neighbors continuing to counter each other each and every day. So I do think that at this point in time, I need to kind of step back from this process and get your thoughts on doing, whether it's a sealed bid, putting it with Teatsworth or Perung, something along those lines where they thought they could, whoever could be the last one to bid today before 10:30's meeting would be the winner. And I said, nah, that's not fair. I can't do that.
I like the idea of a sealed bid and it saves the fees from having an auctioneer do it.
Okay. I like that idea as well because then we can say, hey, so in 3 weeks we're going to do an opening at this time, this date, this place, and highest bid wins it.
No reason legally we can't do that, right, Tim? It's our discretion of sale.
All right. So I will report back to the two bidders that that's what we're going to do. So at the next meeting, we will have the highest bidder request authorization sell it to them.
You'll have that advertised in case there's
other. That's correct. Yep. Okay. We'll advertise it. We'll do it the right way and get rid of it. I did not anticipate this, but hey.
I guess it's a good problem to have. I'm sure more about it than...
Thank you. Can we get an authorization vote?
A motion to sell seal bids? So second. All in favor?
Aye.
Carry.
So that one turned out really good. That was a big building in Cohocton. It's been a nightmare for 15 years, 20 years. So everybody was also very, very thankful that that one came down. The lot looks great. They tracked it in nice. So very happy with the way everything's been going. So.
You good? Any other business from anyone?
Arbor, you guys got anything you want to discuss? Benderson, Townsend?
Manning.
Manning?
Do you want to do that?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. So, for Manning Ave, so Bona. This one is one that has a lot of garbage in the end. Like, the most I've ever seen in a parcel.
Like 2 feet deep.
It is.
It's a back lot. I go by unbelievable.
It's bad, bad. So, typically what we do is we have a demo contractor take everything in a demo. But we don't think that that is the best way to do this one. We think this AJ Creighton has provided a quote to go in clean the lot. So the demo is just the home. So his quote was $8,000 to clean the lot. It is a lot of stuff. So he's going to have machines and everything. This ain't a go in and pick stuff up by hand.
No, I think there's like 4 or 5 mattresses.
There's got to be hundreds of bags.
Oh, yeah.
It's just trash. We're just thinking if we are thinking too, if we get into a little bit further into the season, that it might start getting hot and smelly. So we'd just like to save the neighbors from that as well. So the neighbors have been living with that for
years. Yeah.
Because the squatters that were in there would not leave, and they've just been very problematic.
So either way, whether you choose to do the company to clean it out or the demo, we're going to put the specs out for the demo today, whether that's garbage removal or not. So I think we should do the clean out because we could probably get him in within a couple of weeks.
Well, and it's save putting that in the specs. And it seems like we're going to pay for it one way or another.
That's correct. We're going to pay for trucking too, you know, DPW trucking, and the bid, the demo bid, the tipping, everything. You know, like,
can we get a motion for that?
So
moved. Motion.
Second.
Second. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Appreciate that. And then just, I apologize real quick. Fenderson Ave is the rehab project that Griffin is a contractor for, percentage of completion.
About 70, 75%.
Okay. So that one's coming along well.
It's looking fantastic.
Good. Good. Doug and I went a month or so ago, and he was probably at 25, 30 at that point. But here, that's moving right along. Yeah, yesterday we received the survey for Townsend. That's going to be the custom build that CJE is going to do. So that he may need that for variance for Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, everything moving along. A lot of moving parts right now with the parcels, but nothing's
good. All right. Any other business? If not, motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Period. Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.